Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the special edition of the Four Seasons Fire Internet Soccer Show. World Cup qualifying once again resumes, and the United States is down in Costa Rica as, of course, they'll take on the Ticos. And as everyone probably knows by now, the Ticos are not a happy bunch after they had to go through the snow bowl up at Dick's Sporting Goods Park in Commerce City, Colorado, the home of the Colorado Rapids. The United States, of course, taking the 1-0 victory over there on Friday, March 22nd. Early in March, as they were at the time down a game because they lost to Honduras on the road. They lose 2-1 in Honduras on that February game, but once again they righted the ship on the home game against Costa Rica at the home of the Colorado Rapids at Dick's Sporting Goods Park. And of course the game is on tonight from San Jose, Costa Rica, the National Stadium of BN Sport. So if you have your channel, saying UVerse finally has the channel now, so you have UVerse through AT&T. Check your local channel listing to see where it's being broadcasted on. But, of course, today for the game, I am live here at the Hooters of Wayne, New Jersey on Route 23, as we are here to wish everyone, of course, whoever is Jewish, like myself, a very, very happy New Year. Happy Rosh Hashanah. Normally, of course, I would be over at the Football Factory, but unfortunately, due to the holiday, I have decided to stay near home and near local. But, of course, once again, we take a look at the standings in World Cup qualifying. And, you know, technically, if you want to use the term technically, that's fine. But to be honest with you, it's not really technically, because the USA right now, top of the group in CONCACAF for the hexagonal standings. And for the United States, of course, 13 points in. 13 points right now in the top of the CONCACAF standings. So Costa Rica in second with 11. Mexico right now and in third place. An unusual qualifying campaign for Mexico, especially in this hexagonal where not only have they not won at home, lost at home, and at the same time, they haven't scored a goal, but they haven't allowed a goal either. Their only victory is the road game at Jamaica on Tuesday, June 4th. It was that only goal of that match, 1-0, found early in the second half down at the office in Kingston, New Jersey, where Mexico got their only win through six games. It's all even. Everyone's ready to go, obviously. And, of course, the United States, certain scenarios have to happen to qualify for one of the three automatic spots in CONCACAF. And, of course, the top spot right now is simple. They have to win. Very simple. They have to win. They got to win on the road. And then they need a draw between Honduras and Mexico. And then a little strange that I would have to say, maybe a little bit strange to say, Jamaica needs to defeat Panama today to make this really, really interesting. But at the same time, for the United States, if they do win and they get the draw at the Azteca between Honduras and Mexico, and then, of course, they have to have a Jamaica win against Panama on the road, no less, for Jamaica, for the U.S. to automatically go in there. But obviously, you win and you go in. If you draw against Costa Rica, now, if you draw against Costa Rica, obviously, it's you still have the home game against Mexico in Columbus at Cruz Stadium this coming Tuesday, so it's not going to be that big of a deal. But once again, Costa Rica, the entire country, going against the United States for our national team as they are trying to get the private entrance from. They weren't allowed any practice balls or, of course, the game balls that they're going to need to use in this qualifier today. Shot of them warming up right now on BN Sport, where the U.S. Finally, it looks like they got some practice balls. There's only so much you can do when you're doing these qualifiers, especially on the road. The way that Costa Rica felt slighted. Now, of course, everyone was complaining from the Costa Rican side. Didn't look like too much protest from the players, probably more from the coach and the Costa Rican Federation with the snow bowl where everything just went completely awkward over at Dick's Sporting Goods Park. And as you can see, if you're watching BN Sport, there's top to the match, and they just continue. Both sides decide to continue. Costa Rica launched a protest, and unfortunately, the protest did not go through. It was not accepted. And for the USA, they kept the 3 points. The scoreline remained 1-0 for the U.S., and off we go. Now, if you want to be a part of the show here, obviously, if you want to get involved live here, the call-in number. And so if you're worried about what's going to happen here, don't worry about it. Everything will be fine. We're getting an update here from the Block Talk Radio team. And now they're aware of the issues of voice dropouts in the studio. So hopefully everyone, you don't miss what I'm saying. So hopefully everything's fine. They say, although we originally thought this was fixed, there's still been a root problem. And the engineers are working on a solution now. Stay tuned to the top of your studio for updates. This will not affect the archive or the live stream. It only affects the live telephone connection. Thanks for your patience. So hopefully we'll have this situation fixed when we go posting. Connor Krishnayer of World Soccer Talk will be joining me along from the United Mania podcast as they'll join me post-game, midnight Eastern, 9 o'clock Pacific, as we're going to wrap this whole thing up. So hopefully it's a win for the United States. Now, of course, we can go to what's been going on earlier today in World Cup qualifying real fast here. But once again, before we do that, once again, going back to the situation, we understand eggs were thrown at the USA team bus at the airport. Obviously, they're bringing out the fans are bringing out the big loudspeakers, finding out where the hotel is they're staying in. And the way the USA is going about it is very simple. Like, yeah, we're used to it before. We know what the situation is. We know what's going to happen. We're aware of it. And what the USA are able and they're knowing that, you know, the Costa Ricans are going to try to find any way possible to disrupt the U.S.'s sleep patterns, if you will. USA already are warming up on the field. There's a shot of Graham Zuzzi from Sporting Kansas City right now. There was also Matt Bessler, also from Sporting Kansas City, jogging around on the field. And as we're getting ready here, of course, talking about some interesting, you know, when the lineups will be out for the United States as they get ready to go, of course, right now. Here's an update. We're already in the second minute. Mexico hosting Honduras, and at the moment it is scoreless. It just got underway over at the Azteca in Mexico City. The starting 11 for Mexico, you have Jose Corona in goal. The outfield players, Carlos Salcedo, Diego Reyes, Fernando Arce, Gerardo Torrado, Christian Jimenez, Angel Reyna, Giovanni Dos Santos, Severo Meza, Hector Moreno, and Oribe Peralta. No Javier Hernandez, no Chicharito, because it looks like Chicharito is going to come off the bench. Only got 18 minutes so far with Manchester United. Of course, no longer Sir Alex Ferguson, now David Moyes over at Manchester United. Of course, Honduras is starting 11. Noah Valladares in goal, and the captain Giri, Wilson Palacios, Brian Beckles, Carlo Costley, Oscar Bonet Garcia, Roger Espinoza, Luis Garrido, and Andy Nahar. And there's Landon Donovan right now, a shot from BN Sport, jogging around as he's practicing, warming up in the midfield. Of course, two other games, of course, in this World Cup qualifying in CONCACAF. Panama hosting Jamaica. Here's the starting 11 for Panama. Jaime Pineda off in goal. The rest of the players, Roberto Chen, Carlos Rodriguez, Roman Torres, Gabriel Gomez, Marcos Sanchez, Gabriel Torres, Cecilio Waterman, Luis Henriquez, Alberto Quintero, and Anibal Godoy for Jamaica. Still mathematically in it, but I believe they're done and dusted anyway. In goal is the captain, Donovan Ricketts. And the rest of the players are Lloyd Doyle, Alvis Powell, Marlon King, Joby McAnuff, Sean Cummings, Jermaine Taylor, Rodolph Austin, Wes Morgan, Luton Shelton, and Gareth McCleary. Now, of course, if you want a question right now, if you like to talk amongst yourselves, go right ahead. It's going to be a lot of fun today. It's going to be interesting. And, of course, right now, very, very interesting to see the lineups are out for the USA-Costa Rica game. And here we go for the home side for Costa Rica. Keylor Navas will be the keeper. And the rest of the outfielders, Johnny Acosta, Giancarlo Gonzalez, Michael Umana, Celso Borges, Christian Bolanos, Brian Oviedo, Brian Ruiz, the captain, Joel Campbell, Christian Gamboa, and Yeltsin Tejada. Goal for the U.S. on the back line is Michael Orozco Fiscal, Omar Gonzalez, Marcus Beasley in the midfield, Michael Bradley, Clint Dempsey, who's the captain, Jermaine Jones, and Graham Zuzzi up front. Actually, excuse me. I got everything confused here. We'll just reset here. The USA starting 11. Once again, Tim Howard is the goalkeeper. We've got the rest of the outfield players, Omar Gonzalez, Michael Bradley, Matt Beasler, DeMarcus Beasley, Clint Dempsey, Landon Donovan goes back into the starting 11 for the United States. That's a big, big gamble there. He'll have also Jermaine Jones, Graham Zuzzi, as well as Michael Orozco Fiscal and Fabian Johnson. So Jozy Altidore not starting this game, obviously about his fitness with a hamstring issue. The USA said it was not a bad thing, but Sunderland thought it would be. But it looks like Sunderland they're going to hold on here and say that we said he's a little bit worse than what the U.S. has predicted. But once again for the United States, we'll wait to see who their backups are here as we'll take a look at other places as well. Of course, you can follow me on Twitter on D. Feuerstein, at D. Feuerstein. On Twitter, I'll be tweeting the match through Twitter here, live from the Hooters of Wayne, New Jersey, as we get set to get ready for this big time matchup between the USA and Costa Rica. And once again, as we take a look at the standings in CONCACAF, United States in first place with 13 points. They have 4 wins, a draw, and a loss. Costa Rica is in second place with 11. Mexico in unfamiliar territory. They have 8 points in third place. They are still in the automatic spot to go through. But still, though, for the United States, should I say for Mexico, territory, usually in the top or at least in the top two. But right now, Mexico is in third. Honduras is in the fourth position with 7 to go into the playoff with New Zealand. And then you got Panama in fifth with Jamaica in dead last with 2 points. Still, though, it's just one of those things where you just got to, get ready to go and stick with it. Of course, the U.S., as they're reporting here on the Express here, it was downpour at the National Stadium today, but they were off for 3 pitches in poor conditions. And you know what? It's just interesting to see all this gamesmanship going on by Costa Rica. And, of course, the downpour say that the American journalists that are down there, like Grant Wall, Leander Charlakens, and of course Ives Gallersep. The field is in great condition. It drained very well. It's a natural grass surface at the brand new National Stadium over in San Jose, Costa Rica. But the big question is this: why would Costa Rica accept a gift from the country of China to allow them to build this brand new stadium where they had such a fun time? And let's be honest here, a fun time. Because the truth of the matter is this: the Saprissa, the home of Deportivo Saprissa, of the Costa Rican National League. That place was such a house of horrors for visiting teams. Such a house of horrors for visiting teams. And I don't understand why they decide to build this stadium. The fans are not on top of the field. There's a running track for a track and field that separates the field and the fans. Why did Costa Rica decide to have this stadium built when they had such an advantage over at the Estadio Saprissa over in San Jose, Costa Rica? Why was this possible? Well, you know what? They might have help with the fans, but let's be honest, I don't think they're going to have a big amount of help anyway because they're far away from the field. If they're going to throw stuff, it's not going to reach unless someone's a freaking quarterback over in Costa Rica to launch that ball. Other than that, I just don't understand why Costa Rica, the Federation of Costa Rica, why they even bothered to build this stadium or allow this gift to be constructed. It's absolutely ridiculous and absolutely terrible. But then again, what are you going to do? This is what they wanted. And at the moment, once again, it hasn't really affected them that things for Costa Rica right now. And as we take a look at their scheduling at the moment from Costa Rica, they defeated Jamaica on March 26th. They won 2-0. They defeated Honduras at home on June 7th, 1-0. Costa Rica defeated Panama 2-0 on June 18th at home. But now they're going to host the USA. And then Costa Rica in the final match day, which is going to be Tuesday, October 15th, Costa Rica is going to host Mexico at the brand new National Stadium. So, you know, we'll see what's going to happen. And, of course, the big thing is that the United States, they haven't won down in Costa Rica in about 8 or 9 games. Most of the results, it's losses. And the game for a qualifying for 1986 was, for the 86 World Cup, the draw was down in Costa Rica. It's the only time gotten a result down in Costa Rica. So it's very interesting to see what's going to happen here. But maybe it's a difference here because it's not over at the Dragon's Den anymore. It is at the brand new National Stadium in San Jose, Costa Rica. And we'll see what happens here as the USA maybe they're going to find a way to break through here and get that historical first win in Costa Rica when they face the Ticos. Once again, this is the 40s Inspire Internet American Soccer Show, live World Cup qualifying pregame show here from the Hooters of Wayne, New Jersey, along as the United States gets ready very soon to tackle the Ticos of Costa Rica. Once again, top of the hexagonal standings in CONCACAF with 13 points. Costa Rica in second place with 11 as we get ready for a big, big matchup here in CONCACAF. And don't forget, everyone, after tonight's match, Tuesday, September the 10th, Mexico, the United States, Columbus Crew Stadium, it's going to be big. And it looks like we might have a change in the starting 11 right now. It looks like Michael Bradley has walked off. He's being helped off. He's limping off the field. And that's going to be a major wrench in the plans of Jurgen Klinsmann. Hopefully it's nothing too serious. Hopefully for Michael Bradley it's not too serious that he's limping off the field. We can't have Michael Bradley not available for the United States in this game. Very, very unnerving situation we have here right now over in San Jose, Costa Rica National Stadium. Michael Bradley limping off right now. So Hopefully it's nothing serious. Hopefully he's just shaken up. It's not going to be anything serious. It's not going to be anything terrible. But once again, everyone, we got plenty of time left here in the pregame show. If you want to call in, it's 646-929-1823. If you want to call in and ask a question about the USA's World Cup qualifier against Costa Rica as we get ready and as we get set for this in about 9-10 minutes or so, as the United States join me around midnight Eastern, 9 o'clock Pacific, for postgame, along with Carter Kirschneier and Chris Webb, as they're going to join me on postgame about this big-time World Cup qualifier. The Hooters of Wayne, New Jersey, most of the screens now changing over to this World Cup qualifier as the United States will take on Costa Rica. And at the moment, situation with Michael Bradley, who limped off. Of course, we're on Twitter. I'm on Twitter as well. As we take a look here on Twitter. And at the moment, from Alex Labido from Goal.com, Ian Sports reporting that Michael Brown is hurt, and Kyle Breckerman and Jeff Cameron is warming up. So that means there's going to be a change in the plans of Jurgen Klinsmann right now in the starting 11. But if you think about it, Costa Rica, mission accomplished. All this gamesmanship is there and then. This situation is going to be a little bit difficult, and we'll see what happens, what Jurgen Klinsmann is going to do in the midfield. The creativity is a little bit off now. Maybe what you might do is you put Jeff Cameron in midfield, and maybe you put him behind. He's able to make a solid pass here, here and there of the ball. We can't forget the pass he made to Eddie Johnson in the qualifier against Panama at CenturyLink Field, as the United States took that one by a final of 2-0. So we'll see what happens here. And currently an update for you in World Cup qualifying, as Mexico is on the board. Oribe Peralta in the 6th minute has put El Tri ahead at the Azteca. So that is the first goal. That is the first goal for Mexico, scoring at home in 4 matches in this World Cup qualifying cycle. So Mexico is now on the board. They lead Honduras by 1-0 in the matches in the 17th minute right now. But once again, Mexico in front against Honduras as we get set here for World Cup qualifying for the United States as they take on Costa Rica. And you just have to say, everyone, it's a little nerve-wracking when you find out Michael Bradley now is hurt. Hopefully it's nothing serious, and they'll take the necessary precaution. United States is getting ready to go here. They're getting ready to go here, obviously. And you can watch the match here on beIN Sport as the United States will be taking on Costa Rica at the National Stadium down in San Jose. And it's going to be exciting. It's going to be a lot of fun. States are already on the field as they get ready for this big-time World Cup qualifier. The United States will be wearing their blue jerseys with the white sleeves and the black sash going diagonally from the right shoulder across down to the left. Costa Rica, they are in their red jerseys with the blue shorts, and they have the white and blue right sleeve trim, or at least the tie-dye trim, as they're getting ready for this this match. Captain of Costa Rica and the captain of the United States. The captain for Costa Rica in this game is Brian Ruiz. And, of course, Clint Dempsey wearing the captain's armband for the United States. They'll recite their respective languages about to end racism. And right now both sides are already getting ready for this matchup. The national anthems will be ready to go. I know you're excited. I'm excited. It's going to be a lot of fun here. Join me, of course, at postgame at midnight Eastern, 9 o'clock Pacific, along with Carter Krishnire and Chris Webb, as we talk about what happened in this aftermath of this World Cup qualifier, going through Twitter, of course, as we're taking a look here to read what's going on right now. Michael Bradley, of course, once again, he was limping off. Michael Bradley, who was penciled into the starting 11. And here is the official tweet from U.S. Soccer. Michael Bradley is out with a left ankle sprain. Jeff Cameron will replace him in the starting lineup. So there's official confirmation right now from U.S. Soccer through their Twitter. Michael Bradley is out with an ankle sprain. And Jeff Cameron will be replacing him as Jeff Cameron will be replacing Michael Bradley in the starting 11, the American national over in San Jose, Costa Rica at the National Stadium. And it is a beautiful stadium over in Costa Rica. It looks absolutely fabulous. Americans making the trip. Ah, my good old buddies, the Empire Supporters Club in New York City. A good number of them have made the trip down to San Jose, Costa Rica. Hopefully they didn't get egged like the USA team bus did. So, very smart here. Also from Leander Charlakins from Fox Sports, he says, U.S. Soccer clarifies that this isn't one of the team's substitutions, so they made the change in time so as not to lose one. Smart move by Jurgen Klinsmann and U.S. Soccer. Smart move to here with this matchup. Now that Jeff Cameron is officially in the starting 11, the USA got to a FIFA official, a CONCACAF official, and this will not be charged as a substitute. They got the timing done, the timing down pat to make sure they didn't lose any of their three affordable substitutions. As we take a look here at what's going on in other World Cup qualifying venues, Chile leading Venezuela 2-0 in the 64th minute. In the rest in South America, Paraguay defeating Bolivia 4-0. Colombia defeating Ecuador 1-0. Ecuador had a penalty, and they had an opportunity to equalize, and they failed to do so. The goal was not scored by Falcao. One more match tonight from South America. Peru and Uruguay will be facing each other at 10:30 tonight. So for the United States, the Costa Rican national anthem is being played. Big opportunity here for the USA, as now they're out. Bradley is out, and hopefully, maybe he'll. I don't know if he'll be available for Mexico now, but if he is, it'll be a miracle. We'll see what happens. But once again, everyone, this has been a very exciting pregame show. Obviously, cannot wait for this baby to get underway. The fans are electric over at the National Stadium in Costa Rica. Be with me live at midnight Eastern, 9 o'clock Pacific. Christine's fire. Both sides are now handshakes. The referee for tonight's match, of course, is Marco Rodriguez. Of course, says John Jagu, says Cheeky. We know him to be called Dracula. That's how he does his hair. I don't know why, I don't know how, but that's how he does it. But as we get ready for this big time matchup between the USA and Costa Rica, that's going to be fun. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be awesome. I cannot wait as we get set here for the show. Get ready for postgame at midnight Eastern, 9 o'clock Pacific. USA versus Costa Rica is next on beIN Sports. Check your local channels for the start of this match. Enjoy the match, everyone. Bye-bye for now.